Hello.
Hey, this is Jasmine returning your missed call.
Is this all American Home Care?
This is Family First Home Care, sir. We do the same thing. Did you need help?
Where are you located at?
We in One Winding Drive, right in Philadelphia.
I don't even know where that's at. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
That's okay, because we're licensed throughout the state. Where are you located? What county?
West Philadelphia, Philadelphia.
Yeah, we're right in Philadelphia. I can help you. Did you need home care services?
Yeah, so my mother, she already receives home care services. It's like a little story to it, though.
It's
I was
okay.
doing home I was doing the home care for my mother, but I had a parole violation, so I was incarcerated. And my son started. I don't know what company he with or anything like that, but he's not going to be doing it anymore.
Okay.
My mom receives 49 hours a week.
And
I
do
think
you
that's
want to reassign yourself?
yeah.
Okay. What we need to do probably is get you a good cause waiver that allows you to work for your mom, okay? Because you're going to probably need one since you were incarcerated not too long ago. But we can
Man,
help you with that process, okay?
I don't need it. I don't know
No?
what that is. I don't know. It was a parole violation. It wasn't like a new case or nothing like that. Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I
Well,
wasn't.
if anything is needed, we'll guide you through it and assist you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what's your mom's first and last name, sir?
Sharmita Wynn.
You want to spell that for accuracy?
I'm sorry, Shermita.
And Williams and her date of birth?
My mom's date of birth is 4/2. If I go ask her, it's gonna be so bad. My
No,
mom was
it's
born
not. Just say,
four.
hey, mom, I
It is,
know
cause
I'm really close.
no, it's like 46. It's like 46.
You better get it right because
Yeah,
I
no.
need
Hey,
accuracy.
mom, Jesus, this is it. Hey,
Take your
mom.
time.
The thing is, I can't ask her. I know my dad was born 48, or she born. Mom, you was born in
Just confirming,
48. She
mom.
was born in 48. All right, all right. I said 46, but I was wrong. No, I ain't trying to make you older, mom. I'm just saying. My bad. It's
All right.
48.
Address? What's her address?
5826 Rodman, Rodman Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19143.
Okay, now let me get your information since you're going to be her caregiver. What's your first and last name, sir?
Kenneth, Kenneth Gray, Gray.
And a good number to reach you, Gray.
445. I just got the phone number. 445. 231-5339.
And a good number to reach your mom.
My mom's phone is on. She not. She broke her phone. It's on, but she broke it. So whose number have you been using? And people were calling me. That's what I want to know. Okay. Your daughter number. Hello?
Yeah, I got you.
I give you her daughter number. I mean, they all around.
Okay, what is it?
267 265 5552.
And what's your sister's name?
Vivian Williams.
Am I putting her down as point of contact or you?
I'm down for me.
I'm
If
gonna put
point of
you down as
contact.
point of contact and caregiver, but when I need to reach your mom, I can reach her at Vivian's phone, correct?
Yeah, you can reach her at my phone or Vivian's phone, either
Okay, so
one.
then I'm gonna put her down just emergency contact. I'm not even
Okay.
gonna put her down as a point of contact. I'm putting you down for everything. How's that?
Okay. That's
All
good.
right.
That's good.
I'm also gonna send you a $200 transfer bonus
Transfer to where?
when you transfer over to our agency.
Okay.
1 second. Let me find your mom's care plan. Ask her what her Medicaid is through Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC, which one?
UPMC, yes.
Okay. And is she currently working with a service coordinator? Someone that
Yes, she
okay.
has a service coordinator. I
What's
gotta
the name?
call. I have to call her. You don't know that service coordinator name, do you? I know her.
No, I
I
need it
gotta.
because we're gonna call them.
Yeah, it's beginning with an S. I could call her.
That's okay. What? Give me the number then.
I gotta call UPMC. I don't have her number. I
All
have to
right.
just call and wait. you know, hold
right.
and
So
call
I'm
me. She'll
going
answer,
to
but she
be.
was a she was a she she's very good. She knows what's going on and everything.
Good. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start giving you the information you're gonna need. So when you do reach out to her, you have the agency's info. Okay. Just let me know when you're ready to write stuff down. Okay.
Oh, I ain't seen a pen in this house.
Pen, pencil, marker, crayon, anything that you can possibly
I say
write
that to
stuff
everybody
down.
The same way. But my mom don't like
it. And you know, it's funny because when you're not looking for it, they appear
it's
everywhere.
It's always there.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, I know.
But she put stuff where she going to put it. And there we go. We got three different pens.
And Williams is with an S, correct?
Yes, yes. Okay.
So the name of the agency is called Family First Care because we're going to start fresh. We're going to start new with you and your mom. We're going to get everything ready for you to accept your mom as a participant and get you rock and rolling and with payroll. Okay, we're going to send you your hiring application and we are going to get you started. Okay. So the agency is called Family First Care. That's
yes.
Family First Care.
I'm already down.
The agency's phone number is 267-551.
267-551.
7400.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Do you want to add your son or your sister as a backup aide for you in an event, God forbid, something happens to you, you go away on vacation, anyone?
That would be something I have to discuss with my sister. She drives a scepter, but she not.
So what you're going to do is you're going to call me once you find that out and just let me know so like that we could send her an hiring application and or your son or whoever you guys want to list as a secondary
as a backup,
or backup.
Yes, you could put my son.
Your son? Okay, what's his name?
Marquise. Marquese. Gray.
And a good number to reach, Marquise? Kenneth?
Yeah.
A good number to reach, Marquise.
I'm trying.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure of the phone because these phones are horrible.
Marquise's phone number is 267.
267.
466.
466.
8469.
8469. All right. Just we're just adding him as a backup aide only. So you're going to be doing all 49 hours. And when we call the service coordinator, when you call them, let them know that your mother needs more time on her care plan so you could get more hours. Okay?
Yeah, they're trying to get her around the clock care because she got dialysis and she keeps pulling out this thing in her arm. Oh.
Okay. So, like I said, ask for more time because you're going to need it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to see who's available so they could further assist you so they could send you your hiring application, okay? We could get everything started today, all right? Give me one second, let me see who's available.
What will be your pay rate?
I'm going to put you down at $15 an hour with a $200 sign-in bonus, but that might change if your mother gets 24-hour care because we pay overtime. Anything after 40 is time and a half. So right now, if you have 15, you're going to go straight up to almost 22 an hour. So if that happens, we have to lower your rate.
All right.
All right? But that'll happen once she gets approved for services, like the increase, all right? And then the coordinators will let you know. I'm going to add.
I said she's at 49. She's at 49 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so anything over 40, you're going to get time and a half anyway. But if you get 24-hour care, meaning round the clock, you're going to need more than one caregiver because they're not going to allow
you.
Yes,
my son.
Yeah.
My son.
Okay, good. They're not going to allow you to do all 49 hours.
I didn't want
to
do that many hours either.
No, it's too much. Yeah, yeah.
No, I got stuff to do.
Yeah. All right, let me see who's available real quick. Just bear with me while I get someone to further assist you, okay? Please hold.
Mm-hmm. Sherman got what card? The who? Yeah. No, I know that. You got her own.
I'm going to be sending you over to Miss Erica.
Okay.
She's going to further assist you. Just give me 1 second. I'm just waiting for them to approve the transfer. 1 second, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm also submitting the referral to get you guys on board and get everything ready for you.
Okay. I appreciate all your help and assistance.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go check real quick her Medicaid, see if everything is active and in place. Sometimes we submit these things and you'd be surprised. You'd be like, oh, her Medicaid
no,
is not active.
I was on the phone with the lady, right, talking to her about it, and I forgot to get her. I mean, her name's Sherelle, something. Then she went, and I don't know. I didn't get her number. But my brother had her car.
Mm-hmm.
But he's taking the car away from her to finish to get her car. You got her the UPNC lady card, Mom said. The lady that came here,
Yo, what's up?
Okay. I have her Medicaid ID number if you need it for future reference.
Yeah, he's about to give me her. He's about to give me the card to give it to you, her number and everything. Make it easier. Her what you call them? What she called again? Her
service coordinator.
Service coordinator.
This is what the lady gave me. This is her doctor's appointment. That's her next doctor's appointment.
Yeah. But this is the service coordinator. That's all I need.
That's all you want?
Yeah, thank you. Her phone number is 223-205.
Wait, 1 second. Service coordinator, what's the name?
MICKEALS.
And the number?
223-205. Now, I'm going to keep it real with you. That could be an 8. But 225 or 228-9967.
So I got 223-205-9967. All right. You have all the information. You're going to call her as well, okay? Because we're going to reach out to her.
I'm going to call her right now.
Yep. As soon as we're done with the transfer, then you're going to call them as well. Give me 1 second because I'm just cutting and pasting information that we need so I could transfer this call to someone to send you your hiring. I want to get you your hiring application out the way. Because if they give us the authorization right away, then you're already on payroll. We could start paying you right away instead of wasting time.
Okay, but this is the thing, right? I got like a couple questions.
Okay.
First, how does she clock in and clock out because she's in dialysis Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
So you're like, gonna be doing the clocking in and out, not her.
I'm with her. Mm-hmm. I have to be there with her. So
right.
When I'm with Victory Home Care, you couldn't clock out away from the house.
So you might have to clock in before you leave, but I'm going to send you over to the coordinator, and she will be able to explain that to you because you might be able to clock in before you leave the house or right when you get to the hospital, but I'm not too sure about that, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to find that. I'm going to hold on. I'm just putting in the referral now. I'm just waiting for someone to take the call.
Okay.
Is there any minors in the home residing with the patient?
No, it's not minors.
Okay. Let me see who's available real quick. All right, I'm going to be sending you to Miss Erica. If she does not answer the phone, just leave her a voicemail. She will get back to you, okay?
Okay.
1 second, please hold.